It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
It's that time of the year. Your vacation is coming up. You can already hear the beach waves, feel the warm breeze, relax, and think about work. You really, really want it all to work out while you're away. Monday.com gives you and the team that peace of mind. When all work is on one platform and everyone's in sync, things just flow. Wherever you are, tap the banner to go to Monday.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Let's go to Bohabwy, where Joe Heffernan joins me. Good afternoon, Joe.
Good afternoon, Patricia.
We were only talking about Bohabwy last week because there was a big celebration at the weekend, 50th anniversary of the Comprehensive School.
And I would like to say congratulations to Vera, the principal, DJ, the vice principal, and all the staff and volunteers who made it a lovely, lovely day. It was great. And of course, they were blessed with the sunshine.
They were indeed, because when I had Vera on, I made that point to her that the weather forecast was going to be really good, that the gods were even going to be shining down. So it was a lovely day.
It was a great day.
Wasn't it great?
Most pleasant.
And I love community days like that. It's a great day for everybody just to get together and hang out and, and chat.
It was extremely well supported. The place was jammed.
Brilliant. Brilliant to hear. Because I know they put a lot of work into it. Okay, talking of a school, that's what we're actually, we want to talk about children today, because this had to do with a recent primetime programme where they were focusing on social media, but in particular they were focusing on TikTok and how unfortunately and sadly and worryingly TikTok can and does lead to self-harm amongst children. So we've decided today to do a feature on self-harm, because it must be very, very scary for parents, Joe, to discover that their child is self-harming.
Absolutely, absolutely. Down through the years, I would have met young people and the parent, to do with self-harm. And it is, it's alarming and it's upsetting, of course. The reasons for it can be so varied. But it can be, friendships that break up, or a trauma, the underlying condition, I suppose, would be anxiety. It can be anger. It can be shame. And the one thing I love to say always is that it is not a suicide attempt, nor is the intention suicidal. Now, one couldn't state that that's a blanket certainty, but self-harm is actually a very inappropriate way to cope with life, not to end it. So it's a way of letting out these feelings, which of course would be way better let out by talking to someone trusted. Parents should, just look out for behavioural and mood changes. That if somebody who is normally fairly, bubbly and talkative and seems to be happy enough with life, and then there's a change, and the young person isn't talking and is spending a lot of time alone, maybe in her bedroom, or his bedroom, or their bedroom, so that that one is aware that there's something going on.
Yeah. And is, I'm very conscious of a choice of words, but there's no other choice of words. Is cutting the mane self-harm
own experience, in my own work over the last 20 plus years, the answer to that would be yes.
Well,
the self-harming that I have come across would have been, in the great, great majority, would have been cutting. Now, I have come across a phenomenon known as trichotillomania, which is the name for hair pulling. That, a person can be pulling hair from eyebrows or from the head,
and we focused on that, and I remember reading out a really distressing email from a listener who suffers from it and saying that a lot of people just don't understand it.
Yeah.
But on cutting, which is just sounds horrific, I take it the young person then, it's very much hidden, it's not something that they openly talk to the parents about. It's only when it's discovered.
The whole thing, you see, is that they need to talk to someone that they can trust. And it's also vital that the parent doesn't go into panic mode and doesn't go into judgmental mode and can listen with understanding and empathy to the young person. Because even though the issue might not seem like something awful and terrible to the parent, it might well be awful and terrible to the young person. So that's very important. And of course, the hidden thing, the usual way we would demonstrate that would be the long sleeves on a lovely warm summer's day, hiding maybe scars. I remember so much one young person, and when she lifted up her sleeve of her pullover, I was really saddened to see the marks. I actually, in that instance, I remember vividly, I put my hand on her arm and just said a quiet little prayer, because I was really, really emotional about what she was enduring and suffering.
Yeah, and that's where it's for parents to keep lines of communication going. I mean, I know that's what the Primetime programme was just showing, what children have, and they are children, what children have access to when they go online. I mean, TikTok seems like such a harmful platform, and there's, gorgeous little things on it that people can watch, but it's what else their young people are accessing while scrolling through TikTok.
Yeah. I mean, it seems that I saw a book advertised recently, and I must get it, actually. I'd like to read it. It's I'm probably mixing this up with the generation of anxiety or the anxious generation. I'm not...
Yeah, it's either or.
Yeah. And And that's the way things are. And I mean, social media is the cause of so much bad things happening to young people. And of course, there's no defense. There's no lock. There's no door that keeps that kind of thing out. There was a fair bit of discussion on the program, on the primetime program, and it was, you know, discussing what age is appropriate for a young person to have a smartphone, or I suppose more correctly, what age should a young person not have a smartphone.
Mm.
I see where recently there was a bit of controversy. I thought it was a great idea that that smartphones would be banned in primary schools.
Yeah, there's been, and there's a number of schools who've just introduced it, but they've just introduced them themselves. But some people say that we need the government to intervene here and bring in something to make sure young people don't get access to smartphones, because some of the content, some of the harmful content that the programme was highlighting, you know, in some circumstances they were showing on TikTok that self-harm can be seen as being promoted or glorified as a way of coping, or as a way that you can express your distress, and they were aiming that at vulnerable young people.
Yeah. Now, the thing about it is that it is the objective for a young person who is self-harming is to relieve stress and anxiety. But what we need to point out is that it's not an appropriate way to do that. But far from being a suicide attempt, it's actually finding a way to cope with life, not to end life. So that probably would be a relief for many a parent to hear that, who might have automatically thought, oh, gee, my child is suicidal. But the answer, of course, is absolutely is communication. And if the, you know, to gently probe if one sees that their child's mood or behaviour has changed, you know, to just to say, can we have an old chat, and how are things, and you know, and then if it comes to say, well, I've noticed recently you're not in the usual form, is there something wrong? And I think if the young person feels that they're not going to be judged, and that they are going to be listened to.
Yeah. Because somebody is saying, is there an increase in the number of young people self-harming? Well, I was trying to find some research on this, and the, obviously the only figures are the ones when it gets to the stage where somebody presents to an emergency department, and that isn't going to always happen. But even those presenting to emergency departments has increased in recent years, I think by up to about by about 18%. But what's really, really worrying from the statistics was there's been an increase in the rates of self-harm in those aged 10 to 14. It typically had been 15 to 19 year olds, but now there's been a rapid increase in, like, a 10 year old is a little boy, a little girl. It's really a shock. Now, for families listening, identifying with everything we're talking about, where does somebody go for help, Joe?
Well, I mean, the ones that would be helpful, I hope some of my contact details aren't out of date, because I'm not so sure, are the 1-800 numbers still in existence?
For Childline, anyway, I don't know if John Paul can check, can check.
Well, Childline is, I think, 1-800-66-66-66. So that's an easy one to remember. Teenline, 01-6767-960. And of course, these are all online as well. Jigsaw.ie, Spunout.ie, and Parentline.ie. Because a parent needs help as well.
And we've spoken with Parentline many times. They're a wonderful, wonderful organisation, and it's peer-to-peer, so you're speaking with other parents, and in many cases it might be somebody who's been through something similar to yourself, so they're a great way to reach out.
Right. And don't forget that we always say, number one stop, GP.
Mm.
Definitely. Call to the GP and you will get a sympathetic and very informed opinion. Now, for those who would go to the likes of myself, therapy, iacp.ie, and that has a wonderful thing that you can click on there, and it's called Find a Counsellor, and usually a person will find someone within, 20 minutes drive from their home, or maybe nearer, because every area is covered.
It's covered.
Cork City, North Cork, etc.
West Cork, East Cork, indeed right around the country. Okay, listen, we leave it there, Joe. Thank you for that. Have a lovely week. Continue to enjoy the sunshine, and we'll talk to you next Tuesday.
Thank you, Patricia.
Thanks a million. Thanks for joining us. That is Joe Heffernan, who runs a counselling practice in Boherbui. His number is 086-834-8145, 086-834-8145.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.